AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Breaking news out of Islamabad. Officials say a Pakistani army helicopter carrying 11 foreigners and six Pakistanis made a crash landing, killing two pilots and at least two foreign passengers. Pakistan's military now confirms the ambassadors of the Philippines and Norway were killed in the crash. The Pentagon is denying an online frenzy suggesting the military is planning to take over Texas this summer.
The Pentagon will begin a three-month exercise in Texas with about 1,200 special operations soldiers and other troops, not unlike exercises around the world. But this one has sparked an internet frenzy.
Is the U.S. military planning to overtake Texas?
The Pentagon briefing room filled with laughter before Defense Secretary Ash Carter answered.
No.
Texas's governor has asked his state guard to monitor the exercise after residents in one rural county wondered whether the military would impose martial law. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Texas has something more immediate to deal with. Forecasters say strong storms, possibly with tornadoes, could hit an area covering southern Kansas, western Oklahoma, and parts of north Texas through the weekend.
There's going to be a risk for tornado. Some could potentially be strong, very large hail and damaging winds.
Meteorologist Corey Mead at the Storm Prediction Center. Meanwhile, along the Carolinas, a tropical storm watch is in effect. At Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, this woman isn't ready to interrupt her vacation.
I just love the ocean and I love the air and the breeze. So if it's not too biting cold, I'm great.
Sound courtesy WTVD-TV. The Conservative Party has surged to a surprisingly commanding lead in Britain's parliamentary election. Returns are backing an exit polls prediction that Prime Minister David Cameron will remain in 10 Downing Street. This is AP Radio News. Tom Brady says he hasn't yet absorbed the entire 243-page NFL report, which concluded the Patriots quarterback probably knew that team employees had a role in deflating footballs.
Well, my athletic career has been better than my academic career. So usually I'm used to reading X's and O's. This was a little bit longer.
Brady is waiting to find out if the NFL will discipline him with a fine, a suspension, or both. Well, guests are coming up with nice sentiments and songs as they appear on some of the last of David Letterman's late shows on CBS. He's retiring May 20th. Tina Fey did one better last night. She gave him the dress she was wearing. Took it off right on camera.
This is my last time wearing a fancy dress on a talk show and conforming to gender norms out of respect for you. My gift to you is I want to give you the dress so you can keep it. I don't know if you can hold it
there. They did have on plenty of body-shaping underwear. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.